Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Wheat seed prices are down this year, and that makes planting some high-quality, high-test-weight seed wheat a great deal this fall. Shirley Farms can offer you Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba seed wheat at a great price. Give Joe Shirley a call at 580-748-0900. Great quality and low prices. Call Joe at 580-748-0900. Shirley Farms in Alva with Bentley, Ruby Lee, Gallagher, or Iba. 580-748-0900. No agricultural chemical used by farmers, it seems, gets more attention than glyphosate, also known by its trade name from Monsanto, Roundup. It's mainly because it is a cornerstone to the movement to GMOs, many of which were modified initially to tolerate glyphosate. Roundup Ready soybeans, Roundup Ready cotton, Roundup Ready canola. This, of course, persuaded a lot of farmers to rely on this chemical for easy control of their weeds. And that's worked well, although we're getting more and more problems with glyphosate-resistant weeds. That's really a different story because we wanted to focus today on the impact on human health of glyphosate. About a year ago, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, IARC, announced that they believe that the chemical was probably carcinogenic. Since that announcement, though, others have looked at the same collection of data and come to a different conclusion. The European Food Safety Agency convened a group of experts who said glyphosate does not cause cancer. So did the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. Now EPA, this last week, has issued their own report. They also conclude that glyphosate causes cancer in humans. The report is a part of a lengthy process by which EPA is reviewing many agricultural chemicals, deciding whether farmers will be allowed to use them or not. It had been first thought that EPA was going to be putting this final report off until sometime next spring. However, they decided to move it up. They're now indicating glyphosate, in their mind, probably not a carcinogen. With the farm economy in the toilet, Farm and Banking Group spoke with congressional appropriators this last week about using upcoming appropriations bills to give authority and funding for Farm Service Agency loans to farmers. They say we ran out of money this year. It's probably only going to be worse next year. A week ago, USDA did something expected and something unexpected in their September crop production report. A lot of folks were expecting them to trim the size of the corn crop, and they did that ever so slightly. Not a lot of folks were anticipating a bigger soybean crop from USDA's projections from August to September. We're now looking at over 50 bushels an acre as the yield for soybeans, more than 4 billion bushels nationally expected to be produced. And grain market guru Darrell Good explains what he thinks this all means.
At this juncture, we're looking at a crop over 4 billion bushels. And the good news is the projections of consumption remain pretty high. So USDA is not expecting a huge buildup in inventories of soybeans this year and still think that we could average around $9 a bushel for the marketing year, pretty close to what we did last year, even with a larger crop.
From the middle of the soybean belt, Dr. Darrell Good out of the University of Illinois. You've got farm news on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117, 800-422-2117 at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.